Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. Alrighty, good morning and welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. You now are in touch with the compensatory concept. With Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., I am your co-host. I am Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. Today's program will be focusing in the eighth area of people activity, sex. There was some questions that were asked by one of my Gmailers. He has written in many times, but we're going to focus in on there. But as usual, if you would like to go off subject, you can, or off topic, you can. It's all right. Mr. Fuller will answer any questions that you have, whether it regards to sex or anything else. He will do that. So the call-in number is 1-877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me at the numero 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can also listen to the program by going to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and make sure you hit Listen Live. That'll put you directly in contact with us and the show, and you're good. You can also go to the YouTube channel and type in the word Talktainment, and then scroll down to the word radio, and then scroll down to or type in the word Talktainment number 2, and you're there. And while you're there, hit the subscribe and the like button. And as usual, you can go to facebook.com/talktainment also. So those are the ways that you can get in contact with the show, and we will be repeating those throughout the show. Okay, now, and don't forget, we will be doing donations. You can donate this hour, but we usually, the donations are for the second hour production. The first hour is on Talktainment, so you don't have to worry about that. But we will be repeating that, and there will be a special announcement usually in the half hours of both of the 2 hours that we have. You requested the second hour, so now it's here, but it has to be paid for. Lights, camera, action, telephone calls, especially those that call in from long distances. Those budgets have to be met so that we can continue on with this program. Let's see, I think that's all out the way. Okay, let's do this. We have been compiling a list of movies or recommendations for movies, Mr. Fuller's movies, and many of you have asked about that and wanted it. So we've been doing three per program. So let's start off. This is for review because, believe me, there are those that didn't get it and want to get it, so let's go on, and then we'll have Mr. Fuller give three more. The first book that was recommended was a BBC documentary called The History of Racism. You get that. Number two is I, Claudius. Number three is Gone with the Wind. Now, these are all suggestions of movies Mr. Fuller is compiling. The fourth would be The Shawshank Redemption. Fifth, Casablanca. The seventh, The Godfather. Father trilogy, particularly 1 and 2. Number 7 would be the movie Shane. Number 8, Hombre. Number 9, High Noon. Number 10, Bound for Glory. Number 11, The Grapes of Wrath. Number 12, Sounder. Number 13, Wild River. Number 14, Splendor in the Grass. Number 15, The Wizard of Oz. Number 16, Treasure of Sierra Madre. Number 17, Paths of Glory. And number 18, Gandhi. So today's entry by Mr. Fuller will be number 19, 20, and 21. Let's say good morning to Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And how are you this particular day?
I'm still learning.
You are still learning. Okay. Let's start off with movie number 19 and then 20 and then 21. What is your suggestion for movie number 19?
Okay, that last one was Paths of Glory.
Paths of Glory and then Gandhi. You mentioned Gandhi as the last right. one last week. Okay.
Okay. And then a movie called Peyton Place. I saw it recently again. I saw it many years ago.
Peyton.
I think there's some lessons in that.
Okay, Peyton Place. Okay.
It's about a small town in Maine.
Okay.
People there and what they, you know, their comings and goings.
Okay.
And there are lessons to be learned there.
Okay.
Particularly in a court scene. But I'll talk about these things later on. And they will. When I post them on my website, I intend to make a list of things to look for in all of the movies put together.
Okay.
As far as lessons
all right.
to be learned by people. I think that's an easy way for people to sometimes learn lessons about their existence on the planet and the real world, you might say. And even though most of the movies are fictional, they're based on things that you can reasonably expect people to be involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would say the next one would be The Cruel Sea.
The Cruel Sea?
Yes.
Okay.
That's an English movie made in England during World War II.
Okay.
About a vessel engaged in submarine chasing operations.
Okay.
And then there's another one. Now, this next series will be mostly what you call World War II movies, which was a momentous event, according to many scholars. One of the greatest events to take place that changed many things throughout the world. And so you look at these movies with that in mind. And so the Cruel Sea would be among those. Of course, Casablanca would be among those, too.
Mm-hmm.
But From Here to Eternity.
Okay, wait a minute. Here to Eternity. Okay, Eternity. Okay.
12 O'Clock High.
Okay, wait a minute. 22 is 12 O'Clock High. Okay.
Yanks, this one word, Yanks.
Okay, Yanks, got that.
D-Day, the 6th of June.
D-Day, the 6th of June, okay.
Right.
Okay.
That's June the 6th, 1944.
Okay.
It's about the events of the Normandy landing.
Okay.
Then what they call the invasion of Europe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's pretty good. We got Peyton Place, The Cruel Sea, Here to Eternity, 12 O'Clock High, Yanks, and D-Day, June 6th, speaking of 1944. Okay, so now we have 24 entries, 16 to go, or the top or the list of recommendations for the Mr. Fuller's suggested movies. Okay, that's good. All righty. Very good. So let me put that away for next week. We will add some for next week. Okay. The eighth area of people, people activity, sex. You've mentioned many things about sex, but it was interesting because one of our Gmailers wrote in about the sex and had a question concerning that, and I thought it would be appropriate that we delve into that area. And before we go into that, let's take this call before we get started on the topic of sex. Okay, caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Good morning, Mr. Bobby, Mr. Fuller.
Good morning.
This is Reggie from Charlotte, North Carolina. Mr. Fuller, if for 1 week, if every non-white person or every black person on the planet, at every second of that week, produced justice according to your definition of justice, would white supremacy automatically fall, or would the white supremacists still have to, those who practice white supremacy, would they still have to be willing to not practice that system in order for it to fall?
Yes. Eventually, you would have to persuade anything short of what they call Armageddon, meaning it just blow up the whole world and whatnot, just a mass slaughter of people. At some point, we'll have to come to some reasonable agreement with each other, all of the people on the planet, about all grievances, not just racial, but that would be the first one, because you can't get to the others without dealing with the racial issue first. That's the premise of the entire United Independent Compensatory concept. You can't solve any major problem among people of the planet without taking into consideration the solving of the race problem first. That should be the priority, because trying to ignore the race problem and get around to it later and solve other problems between people, the theory is, the concept is, that won't work. You have to solve the race problem first. Why? Because that's the biggest problem, and it causes all of the other problems. Or it makes all of the other problems much worse, including sexual and religious problems, economic problems, all of the problems in all of the nine areas of activity. The race problem is the main one. If anybody just runs an experiment in any of the nine areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war, and they just say that we're going to try to solve the problem, say, in education, or in sex, or in religion, or political problems, the first issue is going to be race. Or if it doesn't show up right away, it's going to show up immediately after you start trying to solve that problem. And then everything shuts down right at that moment. Everything stops. You can't get children educated. They start talking about busing and all this. Everything becomes more complicated because of the race issue. You always run into it, no matter how you try to run away from it and say, well, we'll get to that later. It never works. I haven't seen any evidence where it ever works anywhere in the world. It always blocks off everything. So to answer the question is, it's not just one thing that you do. That's why I wrote the book, the textbook for victims of white supremacy. It's combinations of things. You don't set aside a day. It's no celebratory day that is set aside. It's an evolving process that takes in every minute of the day of your entire life until the problem is solved. It's not a stopping and a starting point. It's not like some event that you can set up, which seems to be what the caller is saying. Could you set up some event and a package that would actually do it? All right. No, it has to be all of the people on the planet, doing and not doing, because that's everything, doing and not doing, in order for any problem to be solved.
How are problems solved? That's the question. They're solved by things that you do and say and things that you don't do and say. That's all it is, do's and don'ts. And these things have to be constant in order for it to take effect.
Okay.
So, you know, that's why I wrote the code book, you know, about the use of time and energy.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to be specific, and we have to be specific, it's right there under economics. How do you use your time and energy if you are a black person, a person of color? It's just four things there. That's all you really need. Four things. And just start doing those four things, and then the world will change almost overnight. That's the concept. Now, it hasn't been tested, so, but we could put it to a test since we don't have any kind of testing apparatus. Might as well start with that one and see if it works.
Okay. As a sidebar before we go into our main topic, which is going to be sex, Mr. Fuller, is the threat of mutual mass destruction used as a tool to scare people into a false area of nuclear detente? In other words, has a business decision been made to scare the people so that the supremacists, the white supremacists, can still rake in cash in a lot of areas, defense industry, and areas that are subsidiary to that?
If I understand the question, the answer is, without going into details, everything that a white supremacist does is to make themselves more powerful. They don't deliberately do anything knowingly.
Yes.
That will weaken any of their power in any of the nine areas of activity: economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, or war. They monitor these areas of activity among themselves constantly to see to it if they are producing any weak spots.
Yes.
Just like going through a factory. If you're running a factory, you constantly watch your machine and see if it's running smoothly.
Yes.
And they make sure that the non-white people in all of these areas of activity are always doing something that's going to lead to disaster.
Okay. So, again, is the threat, or the so-called threat, of nuclear detente used as a tool to keep people basically in check? Because if I can blow you up and you can blow me up, then why would you want to do that? Because you're going to die anyway, so why would you want to fire off a missile that would cause that destruction? You would have to live in the aftermath. So is it used as a detente? In other words, is a nuclear threat false, basically?
Sure, but the white supremacists always make sure that they have more power than anybody else in anything.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
that's the whole idea.
Okay, that's understood.
Yeah, racism is about power.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right?
Okay.
So they just see to it that if other people have any type of, you know, an AK-47 or a sword or a nuclear bomb, they just see to it, well, if you got one, I got two. Or maybe three or four dozen.
Okay.
To your one.
All right.
So, you know, now let's sit down and talk from that point of view.
Right.
All right. They always talk from a point of view of strength.
All right. Let's take a phone call. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mr. Fuller. How are you doing this morning?
Still learning.
Thank you so much for your advice a couple weeks ago. It was very helpful in terms of my job situation. I have another question. How overall, you know, from listening to you and your book, how does this really stop the system of white supremacy when it feels to me that we're just being more compliant in the system by following your rules? Yes, it's making my life better, and I agree with that. But how does it ultimately end the system of white supremacy by following all of your rules and codes?
You end it by eroding the system. See, anytime black people learn anything constructive, see, it all comes down to mostly the second area of activity, and that is education. What is education? learning everything that you need to know in solving problems. Black people's greatest flaw, I was thinking about this just the other day, if the question was asked, what is the greatest flaw that black people have? Their greatest flaw. We all have flaws. White people have flaws. Everybody has flaws. But collectively, what is the greatest flaw that black people have worldwide? I mean, if you have to just think about that for 50 hours, the greatest flaw, not just, you know, this flaw, that flaw, but the greatest of all flaws. The greatest of all flaws is non-problem solving. We are not people who concentrate on problem solving. We don't have a history of concentrating on problem solving, not recent history anyway. Now, somebody might say 2,000 years ago, yes, they were great problem solvers, great mathematicians and all like that. No, black people do not wake up in the morning and go to bed at night thinking constantly about all the problems that exist in the entire universe and think about themselves as being the center of how to solve those problems. But that's, we can do that, you know, since we are not known as problem solvers and we usually not interested in solving problems. We want somebody else to solve our problems. We don't mind making a whole bunch of them. I mean, we just go about doing things just any kind of old way, no kind of plan, no kind of, and but it's understood. See, that when you're born as a prisoner of war, then you let somebody else do the thinking. That's the first mistake. If somebody else is supposed to do all the thinking for you, all you have to do is just act and then try to what you call enjoy life, all right, without solving any problems at all. Let somebody else handle the problem solving. I'm just going to try to enjoy whatever problems they solve. Now, that's the slave mentality, all right, because that's where the white supremacists want black people to be. So we'll just change that simply by saying, rather than a problem maker or a person who just cries about a problem when somebody brings it to me or when I get into a problem myself, I mean, by doing things that don't make sense, which we do a lot of, I'm going to instead start in thinking about problem solving 24/7. Every move that I make is going to be about solving a problem. Now, that might hurt our brains for a little while, but I think we could get very used to it in a very short period of time if we just concentrate on it and say, hey, problem solving is fun. See, we never think of problem solving as fun. We never think of problem solving as fun. We want to avoid anything that has to do with problem solving and go have some fun.
And go have some fun.
Okay. All right? That's what we look forward to, which is okay. But why not make problem solving fun? People do it on a minor level. Both black people and white people, all people, on little things like you're kind of bored, so you sit and do what? In the waiting room at a doctor's office. You might work on a what? Crossword puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A crossword puzzle. That's problem solving. All right? But getting beyond a crossword puzzle, all of a sudden, no, we don't want to be involved in no problem solving at all.
Okay.
Working a crossword puzzle may be a little fun.
It might be.
But any kind of other problem? No. No. I'm going to run from it.
Mm-hmm. I'm way over for a break, so I have to do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one I'm going to share with you, and it's called Your Time to Travel. And the way things are going, you need some time. But anyway, that show is produced by Ricky Tice here at TalkTainmentRadio.com. All the latest information on your time to travel, the various destinations that you may want to travel. And as a little sidebar, right now, you probably do not want to go to Cancun, Mexico, because of the gang warfare going down there. But I guess they'll solve that problem since we are talking about solving problems. But anyway, that show, Your Time to Travel, is an exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, look under Your Time to Travel for Rick and Ricky Tyus, tell you all about the latest moves in traveling. So click on the programs for the scheduled times. That's from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. I am Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Now, our today's topic is sex in the system of white supremacy, racism. But as you know, that we oftentimes go off topic to discuss whatever it is that you call about. But that is our main focus, is going to be on sex. And let's see, in the remaining moments before I have to go to commercial, and we will give Mr. Fuller time to think about this. This comes from my brother from South Africa. He says this: Mr. Neely Fuller, I do not understand black women here in South Africa. They say they want a good guy, but if you are honest and polite to black women, they don't respond in a positive way. My parents used to go to the river to court women. We don't have clean rivers anymore. Where can a black man meet an honest black woman and make it work? Number one, how and where did you, Mr. Fuller, meet the woman you settled down with? And if you don't mind, Mr. Fuller, ask, how did you make it work? And then number two, is it healthy for a man to stay without sex for a long period? Waiting for quality females is taking its toll, but having sex with women who want money in exchange is also unsatisfying. Black women here in South Africa seem to have unrealistic expectations of black men.
Well, that's a lot of questions, see, so I just try to answer them broadly, I mean, because there's so many of them. Usually the compensatory manner is to take one question at a time and don't move to the second question until you have thoroughly answered the first question.
Okay.
Okay, but I'll try to, you know, just give a synopsis of answers, of all of those questions, simply by saying, first of all, you can never get it the way that it ought to be, okay? Not in the system of racism, simply because you can't get anything the way it ought to be in the system of racism. That's something, you know, that's a big wake-up call. You can't get your relationships, none of them, the way that they should be. You may get it to a satisfactory level, but it's still not the way it ought to be. Why? Because the system of white supremacy doesn't allow any relationship between any people to be the way it should be.
Okay, hold it right there, Mr. Fuller. We have to break here. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Mr. Fuller will complete the answers to this question from South Africa. That and your phone calls coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Talktainmentradio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. Talktainmentradio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You got the power.
Alrighty, we are back. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. I am Mr. Bobby, the co-host of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neil A. Fuller Jr. To get in contact with the show, you can call 1-877-932-9766 or another way, you can Gmail me at the numeral number 7. Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. And that is one of the ways that you can get to me. Now, I can't promise you that I will read your Gmail today, but it will be read at some point. We were just, on-screen topic today is about sex in the system of white supremacy, racism. And a brother from South Africa had asked a question, and Mr. Fuller was in the process of answering the question, but we had to do the necessary interruption. Don't like to, but we had to do that. But anyway, Mr. Fuller, he had asked, where can a black man meet an honest black woman and make it work? Then he asked this, how and where did you meet, Mr. Fuller, the woman you settled down with? And if you don't mind, how did you make it work?
Well, broadly and specifically, I will say broadly / specifically, I just simply say, once I understood the kind of world that I was in, I got with the person that I could find. I mean, or rather, we ran into each other, and then it went from there. And then I kept in mind the world that I was in and was still learning the world that I was in at that particular time. That was a long time ago. And the world that I was in was run by the white supremacists. That's the main thing to remember, okay? Which means, like I said before, the so-called relationship is not going to be any better than tacky, all right? There's three types of arrangements that you can make in the system of white supremacy. Either broadly speaking, that is people interacting with each other anywhere on the planet, or when it comes to a so-called quote-unquote personal relationship. So these words didn't immediately come to my mind, but over a period of time, I concluded that it was so. And that's what makes the so-called relationship, to the extent that it can work, work. That's all it is. I mean, you can almost pick anyone that you can, what you call halfway get along with. I mean, but you start with the premise that it's not going to be the way that it should be. You have to start with that in mind, because it's not going to be. You can fake it, but see, that fake won't hold up. The system of white supremacy is geared, first of all, it does not allow the black male to be a man. You're never going to be a man in the system of white supremacy. And the black female understands that at a subliminal level. She knows she's dealing with a boy. All right? All black males are boys in the system of white supremacy. Okay. Not a single man that's black anywhere on the planet, any hour of any day, that qualifies to the title of man. In the system of white supremacy. Okay. That is absolutely impossible. It can't be done. No matter how you go around and beat your chest or jump up and down, I mean, in your ceremonies and whatnot, and, you know, and boast and be proud and all of that, you're just an overgrown boy.
In the system of white supremacy. Gotta make that plain.
That goes with the deal.
Okay.
So therefore, you're not in position to dictate anything to a black female if you're a black male, because it's difficult for a female who wants to be a woman. She's a female. The black female is just a female, but she can't become a woman, really, without a man. In the system of white supremacy, she cannot become a woman. Why? Because a woman is the womb of man, and a woman is not looking for a boy. She's looking for a man. And among black males, there are none. There can't be any in the system of white supremacy.
Thank you.
Which is why every black male should understand he will never be nothing in the system of white supremacy that's worthy of any regard. It goes with it. Otherwise, why get rid of white supremacy? If you could become a man in the system of white supremacy and you're black, why get rid of white supremacy? Just go with the flow. But you can't be a man in the system of white supremacy.
Make it plain.
And once the black male understands that, that's a dynamite thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And a dynamite thing to understand. But we're not qualified to tell a black female or any female what to do about anything and what not to do.
Okay.
Or even, we can make suggestions.
Right.
So all you can do, like I did, I resolved myself to it. Well, I'm a boy. I am like a slave chained in the bottom of a ship to a female. We're chained together. We have no protection for each other. We can't give any. We can just give nurturing. We call ourselves care mates because we're really not qualified to be husband and wife. We can just be care mates. Why? We are mated. We are mated. I mean, just thrown together. Okay? Look at it like that. We are in a war. And one prisoner of war is chained to another prisoner of war. And one happens to be a male. One happens to be a female. When you look at it just that way, but you're still in chains, and both of you are under the jurisdiction of a greater power, that greater power being racist man and racist woman, the white supremacists of this planet.
Okay. Now,
when you look at it just that way, then you stop looking for that female who's perfect.
Okay.
Because you are nowhere near perfect yourself.
Okay. Now,
you're not even qualified to be even in the running.
Any
black female, and it says so in the code book, that pays you any attention at all is giving you more than you deserve.
Okay.
Because you don't deserve attention. You're a baby. But you can get the attention that a baby would get. But remember, you're not a man.
Okay.
You're a baby.
In the system.
You're a boy.
Mm-hmm.
You're not grown.
Okay. He says this, continuing and ending. He says, is it healthy for a man to stay without sex for a long period? Another word, and then he says, waiting for a quality female is taking its toll, but having sex with women who want money in exchange is also unsatisfying. Black women in South Africa seem to have unrealistic expectations of black men. But the key question, is it healthy for a man to stay without sex for a long period?
No. That's why you have sex drive. Your sex drive is letting you know it's sex time. All right? But you have to have everything in place to meet that time when it comes. But in a system of white supremacy, you can't guarantee that. So your sex drive is going to kick in before you're prepared to take care of it. So that makes a problem right there. So you go ahead and have sex, but you got to have it with the understanding that everything is out of order and nothing is going to work to your satisfaction in the long run.
You have to understand
that. For both
that.
The male and the female.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can only have three types of relationships in the system of white supremacy with anybody. It's called a tragic arrangement in the code book. That's tacky, trashy, and terroristic. So the best you can hope for is a very tacky arrangement. I mean, nothing is going to work smooth. You should expect that each and every day. But knowing that, then you're not disappointed. Now, in this conversation, in the question that was asked, they said black females seem to have great expectations. Well, these great expectations, they're going to have a whole lot of great disappointments in the black male and in the white one. A lot of black females are, chomping at the bit to blonde their hair and lighten their skin. I've heard this that's going on in South Africa, thinking that they can gain the favor of white men. White, I don't care how much paint you put on or how many blonde wigs you wear, you're still a black female, and you are going to produce offspring that are not white, okay? So go in that direction. That's going to be a failure right there. It's going to be chaos because you're still going to be treated like a black female because that's what you are. And in the system of white supremacy, black is subordinate to white in all areas of activity. You can't get that equality through the bedroom. You have to straighten out everything else first. Like the black male has to become a man.
then you have equality. But the black male cannot become a black man. The black male cannot become a black man, M-A-N, in the system of white supremacy. It's totally incompatible. It won't work. It's impossible for that to happen.
Okay.
So therefore, it's just a make-do situation. Your relationships are going to be sloppy. That's all I'm saying. It's going to be tacky. That's what tacky is. Sloppy.
All right.
That's the best you can hope for.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. You can call into the show by calling 1-877-932-9766. Our on topic today is sex in the system of white supremacy, racism. But he will answer any other call that does not necessarily pertain to that subject. But at this time, we have designated this space for Mr. Neely Fuller to speak about his book. Mr. Fuller?
Yes, the textbook for victims of white supremacy called The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. And it covers a lot of the things we're talking about now, okay? A lot of the questions that people ask, these questions in the form of suggestions. See, Neely Fuller has not worked out the answer to the race problem. The only way you know the race problem, anybody has answers to the race problem. I don't care who they are, white or non-white, is somebody who has already solved it. Everybody else is just making an infantile attempt, if they are making any attempt at all. Their attempt is infantile. Infantile meaning it's weak. Why has it been proven to be weak, including the compensatory concept, the textbook for victims of racism by Neely Fuller? It includes him, too. Why? Because the problem hasn't been solved. People got theories, but none of these theories have solved the problem so far. It's not done until it's done. So I have some suggestions from my viewpoint about how best, from the victim's viewpoint, to go about doing what? Solving the entire race problem of the entire planet. That's what I tried to write. Anybody who's doing any writing and who's doing it seriously about the race problem should have that in mind. That's just my opinion. Now, a lot of people may disagree, but if you sit down to write anything about race, it shouldn't be to peck around the edges of it. It should be, what can I write that will actually, if it's put into practice, solve the race problem and do it in record time? I mean, do it like overnight, not in a drawn out thing, maybe, one of these days, in the sweet by and by, I mean, we shall overcome. No, slam dunk. What formulas can I come up that will take care of this thing and wrap up this age-old problem almost overnight? That should be what's in mind. Now, that's what I sat down to do, you know, somewhere along the way. I didn't have that as an objective in the beginning, but somewhere along the way I said, why not try to write a book that's designed from the victim's viewpoint, starting from scratch, to unravel the entire thing called the system of white supremacy and replace it with justice? And so you can get this book, my little contribution to trying to do that, if you can call it that, by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. And most of what I have to say about the race problem and what to do about it as an individual person is in this book, producejustice.com.
All righty. Producejustice.com. Okay, now, Mr. Fuller, for this question, you're going to have to get the revised, expanded edition, because this person, GG8, has written this. It says, Mr. Fuller, on page 46, the second paragraph from the top. So let's go to page 46. Okay, got the second paragraph. From the top, of the revised edition of Mr. Fuller's Compensatory Code Book, he explains that the constructive result achieved through the use of the best possible solution to a problem should be regarded as the code. And on page 47, the code seems to refer to the thought, speech, and action, meaning the methods used to get the result. Is that a mistake on page 46?
Well, page 46 is where it says that. What paragraph?
In the second paragraph, he says, and it reads as follows, if you have page 46, it says,
yes.
Every time you have a problem, think about
all of the different ways that you can probably solve that problem.
Yes, go ahead.
Study each of these ways and try what appears to be the very best solution to that problem.
Mm-hmm.
If the very best of what you try to produce, produces a constructive result, regard that result as the code for that specific problem. Codify everything that you say or do. Now, where is the contradiction on page 47?
Well, he says this, under code. You see it on page 47, and you can read that also.
Yes. It says facts about the United Independent Compensatory Code System concept.
But he wasn't under code, because you have it written down.
Oh, under code.
Yeah.
It says, means that each individual victim of racism speaks and or acts to help eliminate racism by utilizing selections from a list of suggestions or from a combined list of suggestions designed to help an individual victim of racism accomplish that purpose.
Okay.
I don't see a contradiction there.
Well, he said, meaning the message you, he said, is that a mistake on page 46?
No.
Okay.
According to compensatory logic, if you codify everything that you do and say, and do so with the intent of producing a constructive result, the combined result of the codification is likely to be constructive. In other words, if you set out to do something constructive, you're following the code right there.
Mm-hmm.
See, the word constructive is very important to simplify this whole conversation. Anytime you're doing anything of constructive value, that is a threat to the system of white supremacy. Anytime you're engaging in something stupid or foolish, celebrating holidays, drinking whiskey and all like that, just ask yourself, is this constructive? Does this help my body and mind to do anything in the field of doing what? See, that word constructive is associated with another word that we started off with in this program, and that was what? A two-part phrase, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Problem solving. That is black people's greatest flaw. We don't concentrate constantly on problem solving, all the details. I mean, what makes a faucet work and not work? What makes a light switch? You know, some places of the world you have electric lighting. Why is it that when I turn this switch on, the lights come on? And sometimes it doesn't. And so I'll look into how all of that works. See, problem solving calls for concentration on learning. Make every situation a learning situation. Just don't sit back and wait on somebody to put everything in place, and then you come in and take a look around and say, this is nice. That's what slaves are taught to do. After they do all the heavy lifting, of course, but all the brain work was done in the system of white supremacy, by the white supremacists. They don't want you to use your brain to figure anything out.
Yes.
Because once you start doing that, you start problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
And no black person is ever supposed to be in a problem solving mode in the system of white supremacy.
Right.
When you do that, you're really stealing the white supremacist turf.
1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call to get in contact with the show, and the phone lines are now open. We are discussing, for today's topic, sex in the system of racism, white supremacy. Now, if you have the revised, expanded edition of the United Independent Compensatory Code System concept, if you have that, the eighth area of peopled activity starts on page 275 and ends on page 357. A very large discussion and suggestions on sex. And one of the things that was on there, Mr. Fuller, and you've already mentioned it today, was a question that was asked on that page. Page 279 says, what is the correct thing to say in regards to most criticisms that white people make about the sexual behavior of non-white people? And you answered that, say this, considering the tacky, trashy, terroristic, and tragic record of sexual behavior of white people with, and then you put against, non-white people, no white person is correctly qualified to say anything derogatory or belittling about the mutual sexual and or anti-sexual behavior of any non-white person. I brought that out because you have a lot of questions in this section, along with a lot of answers or suggestions how to deal with the question that people have. What say you to that, Mr. Fuller?
Yes. Yes, when a white person starts criticizing the sexual activities of any black person, any white person, anywhere on the planet, anytime, according to the code, they're not qualified to do that. Why? Because they have made black people subordinate to them. And a lot of the things we do that shouldn't be done, which is just about everything that you can name that they push on us, and whatnot, and say this is the way to go about doing it and whatnot, is not the correct thing to do. So really they are indicting themselves when they say something about black people's sexual behavior. I mean, they are our teachers. I mean, they are our teachers. Mm-hmm. So they are indicting themselves. So they got a lot of nerve talking about black people's sexual behavior. I mean, come on. Stop it. You're not qualified. You say that to all of the white people of the entire planet, both those who are white supremacists and those who are not. You're not qualified to make any derogatory remarks about black people's sexual behavior. Why? What's the reason you're not qualified? Because their sexual behavior has mostly been steered by the white supremacists themselves.
Yeah, you tell them.
Under the system of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
So they have guided us in this direction, in that direction.
Okay,
got it. Now they are even telling us that black males, that, hey, you would be better off if you were a black female.
Okay, got to leave it right there so we can go to the second hour. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio and radio the way it should be heard. Thank you for the pleasure of your time. We'll see you on the second hour.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.